Football tilt, as you know, last weekend didn't go well at all. But every once in a while, your morning show host and his guest are bopping around seeing how the other half lives. And I know that was the case with Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, because while he watched the Spartan game from afar, he was attending another Titanic collegiate clash, as was I, only not on quite the same level as his down in Miami, Florida. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I might add that our young Spartans finally ran into a wall.
Oh.
And I think that they'll come back. You win 7, 8, 9 games this year after last year, one of the better, if not best, coaching years for Mark D'Antonio, but definitely a difficult game to watch.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't easy. Now, you went later, and you saw, you know, it's kind of like Back to the Future, exactly like Back to the Future, back to the 80s when it was Notre Dame and the U, Miami, the University of Miami, and Notre Dame with its ears pinned back big time in this game. You were there.
We were there, and, you know, that stadium is really like it's a fantasy land. It is so magnificent. It's just hard to believe. And when you're in there, And if you're in Miami, if you've ever been to Miami games, there's a carnival atmosphere. I mean, the people are just excited. They're really rolling. They're yelling. They're jamming their feet. Dave, every play of the game, everyone was standing up. You could not sit down. Or if you did, you didn't see a play. And I didn't say some. Every play. It was a wild thing. And there's been a lot of bad feelings over the years. You know, these were colossal games.
Oh, they were.
Past. And then the Catholics versus convicts, and there were some kind of referring now that in the Colosseum they were the Romans and the Christians had a bad day.
Well, you know, it was
it
really was crazy back in the day because, you know, Notre Dame Stadium has been expanded and it's bigger. It looks like a lot of it used to be very small, intimate, and when Miami was – and then they would go down there and play in the Orange Bowl. And the old Orange Bowl, which was something else.
I went to many, many games there. But the the Hard Rock, I didn't realize what they have done to it.
It's been upgraded,
They put a covering over where the people sit, and it keeps the noise in. You know, Dave, the noise was so loud, it hurt your ears. That's how wild this game was.
And Doc, another thing doesn't it also keep the sun off from burning your it helps a little bit with that, too, doesn't it?
And it does with the rain. Of course, it was 80 degrees, which was a nice temperature. Another thing that amazed me, there were very few people there from Notre Dame. I thought there'd be huge numbers. I don't think they were in the hundreds out of, 80,000 people.
Well, that's really odd because they always require a certain number of tickets when they're a road game, but maybe they just decided, wow, that's it. You know, the point of this, though, and we were both doing it this past weekend, is as you get older, you know, some people say they tend to look inward. They don't want to move around much anymore, literally, figuratively, but they don't want to. If they don't travel and they don't engage new things, you can lose a mental edge. You're always going places. You're always seeing new people. You're trying something outside the comfort zone. You believe this is important.
I think it's critical. To me, mental energy is the ability to effectively analyze things, interpret them, and then understand what one encounters in life. And if we're going to lead a happy life, the more we're able to have good mental energy, it's going to help us physically, emotionally, and intellectually. To me, you try to appreciate life, you try to enjoy life, you look for new things to do. You never are too old to have dreams. You have to dare yourself to try things. You want to be with winning, good, smart, thinking people. If you want to put yourself in that category, you can't just be with those that are waiting for the next day to come. And you have to throw out useless information that just wears you down. You have to throw out dead-end thinking.
Yeah.
You want to be physically active. You want to enjoy life. You want to keep your mind learning. You want to do, if necessary and helpful also, the self-hypnosis, meditation, deep breathing strategies, just things that keep you active, moving, and going. I work with some people in their 40s and 50s that are like they're 90 or 100. They're either living in the past or don't have much interest in the present, and there's not much of a future. So you have to keep your mind working. Read new things, talk to new people, go places, just expand your life, and this will expand your mental energy.
It all goes, it seems like, but as you just mentioned, all of those things kind of align together, and you see that happen kind of organically, naturally, when you do that, don't you?
Yes, I think you're going to find active thinking people are that way all the time. They're always thinking and looking forward, putting things together, trying to interpret things in a new way. And that was one interesting thing, Dave, about that Miami and the Notre Dame football game. It was a back to the future. The people there were so fired up, like the night before on the local news, and this is a big city, by the way, I'd say more than half of the coverage of the nightly news, the half-hour news, was all about that game and the past and what it meant and what they were still mad about, the grievances they still had from 30 years ago. And here they were living it right up to the present. And then when we got back to where we were, it was probably around, close to 2 o'clock. You know, they still were running the news, if you can imagine, about that game. So that's what you call not letting the past die. But anybody who was there or involved or following, it's just one of those things that opens up your mind. It doesn't have to be a football game.
No.
But that was certainly something that captured the community.
Well, that's a great point there. It doesn't have to be a football game, but it could be. And you never know what can spark it. It doesn't have to be. It can be a lot of different things, but you never know exactly. You just have to be open to the experience. Am I off base there?
Well, I think you're completely right. And we happen to live in a community here with a mega university and a huge law school, two of them actually. I'm talking about Cooley and MSU.
Right.
We have the courts here. We have professors of any type. We have people that know so many things. So if you want to learn something or find people that are going to trigger your mind onto new things, I don't know if there could be a city that just randomly that you can run into interesting people all over the place. I do it all the time, and I'm sure you do. It's an interesting type of a community in that sense. In fact, in many sense, not that you can't do that anywhere, but I think in a town like this, if you want to know about Roman history, if you want to know about Greek history, if you want to know about the American Civil War, if you want to know about current events, MSU has experts in these areas, and anything you might have an interest in, let alone Googling up things that you're going to find of great interest. So it's an exciting time to be alive. It's a great time to deal with mental energy. It's a great time to just be buoyant. In fact, I think you and I are kind of buoyant working on mental energy as we talk here on the phone.
I don't disagree with that. What's one tip you give to patients at any age? But, you know, as you said, people who could be in their 40s but seem checked out, and you've got people you've talked to who are 85, 90 who are very checked. You know, they're tuned in to what's going on, and it's invigorating for them. What's the number one tip you give people?
I say be active. Walk around the block, okay, and don't live in the past. Enjoy memories from the past, but
yeah.
Live in the present. And learn some new things every day. Talk to people. And when you talk to people, using one of my dad's old thoughts, try to make sure you learn more about them than they do about you. This is your way to really learn and move forward. Not that you don't share, but you want to know what has the person found that's helped them live a life, and that adds to your mental energy. But being active, doing things, thinking, read a new book, go into a new area, just making life exciting. Every day ought to be a day of learning and a day to look forward to. That's the way I think when you have a certain number of days and the sands are going every day, you just want to make sure during your time here you live it and enjoy it and you keep your mind moving.
Speaking of carpe diem, my oldest daughter, my oldest daughter, as we speak, is enjoying lunchtime along the Champs-Élysées in Paris and says to say hi to Dr. Braccio. She's listening over live streaming right now, which she promised to do yesterday and didn't. But she's doing it today in Paris. So I'm passing that. See, you've got international pull today, all right?
Well, listen, your daughter's a great gal, of course. So anyway, good chatting with you, my friend.
Outstanding. Keep your mind engaged. Travel, go places, see things. I got one of my own doing that right now. The good doc does that himself, and that's a great way to stay mentally engaged, and the physical carries right along with that. We've got more coming up on your morning wake up. Do not go away. Keep it here. Oh, by the way, don't forget, you can go to drjohnb.com and get the podcast for this. And again, the one key tip there overall, and always good stuff there. A lot of podcasts to list a lot of important subjects, all dealing with some form of your good mental health. Dr. John Braccio, PhD. This is 1320, your morning wake up on WILS.